words and speak to us through them, I ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated. There was a minister of a very small church, and he got up in front of the congregation and he said, "Someone in the congregation has stolen some of Brother Jones's chickens. And so I want to tell you that today, whoever stole those chickens has not put anything into the offering plate when it comes around. Because God doesn't want money from a thief." So they passed around the offering plate. And afterwards, the pastor announced, "This is the first time that everyone has put something in the offering plate." There was a priest and a Baptist pastor and a rabbi, and they were talking amongst themselves about their own giving to the church. And the Baptist pastor said, "Well, I give 10% because that's what the Bible tells me to give." And the priest said, "Well, you know, I give whatever is left over after I pay all my bills at the end of the month." And the Jewish rabbi said, "Well, you guys have it all wrong. I get all of my money and I make a big circle and I stand in the middle of it. And then I throw all my money up in the air, and whatever God wants, he keeps. And whatever he doesn't want, he lets fall to the ground." Well, you know, today is our Stewardship Sunday, and Sunday we were talking about our financial giving to the church. And certainly, when we talk about that, we often sometimes feel uncomfortable about things like that because we just feel uncomfortable about talking about money in general. And yet, that's something that Jesus talks quite often about, and certainly something that we hear reflected throughout the pages of Scripture. And did all of you receive an insert called the Principle of the Tenth? Anybody not have that? Should have gotten one when you came in today. And I want to kind of focus on some of those passages in this particular handout, but this is for you to take home with you. And we see that when we see about giving in the Bible, it goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. In fact, it goes back to the story of Cain and Abel, actually, and their giving. But we see the first indication of amounts of giving when we read about the story of Abraham, who it says gave a tithe of what he had to the priest Melchizedek. And so, throughout the Scriptures, the standard for giving that is often reflected is that of a tithe. And certainly the Old Testament, that is quite often the standard that they used in their giving. And they gave, first of all, to God. That was the purpose for giving the 10%. But later on, it became part of their giving in order to maintain the upkeep of the temple, as well as the ministry of the priests and the ministry of the temple. And so that idea of giving a tenth kind of carried over into the New Testament, and that continued to be the pattern for giving for the early church. Now, as they gave their 10%, they began to realize that their giving was not just in order to assuage the anger of God or try to get God to do something for them, but rather their giving was to be done in thankfulness for what God had done for them, for what God had provided for them. In the Old Testament, for example, we're told that God gives us the ability to have the things that we have. He gives us the ability to acquire the wealth that we have or whatever. And so if God gives us that ability, we also see throughout Scripture that all things belong to God. And everything that belongs to Him, He has given us a portion of that which belongs to Him. And so when the Scriptures talk about the tithe, it's talking about giving 10% of what God has allowed us to acquire in our lives. Now, when we give that 10%, that idea of giving is done in order to show God our appreciation for who God is and what He has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's also to a reflection of our dedication and commitment to the church. And so as we make that decision to give, whatever that decision, whatever amount we choose to give, the important thing is that we give it with the right attitude. Now, Malachi, of course, talks about the people of God robbing God by not giving a tithe. But when we get into the New Testament, Paul talks about giving in a different sort of way. He says, that we are to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so when we give, it's really more of an attitude, not so much about the amount that is given, but the attitude with which we give. And certainly if we want to follow the biblical pattern for giving, that is obviously in the form of a tithe. And the tithe is 10% of our income. Some of you will ask, well, is that gross or net income? What I will say to people, it doesn't really matter whether it's gross or net. What really matters is, what does God say to you to give? From your net or from your gross? Follow what God asks you to give in that way. And so as we give, then we are giving in order to show our appreciation, our love for God. And as we give that, as we give in our offerings to God, the important thing is that we have made a commitment to God to do that. And so on this particular Sunday, we're asking our members to make a public commitment to giving to God. And that commitment is in the form of making a pledge. Now, people often ask, well, why do you have to make a pledge? Well, what we found is that when people make a pledge in a public way, that kind of cements that commitment, that decision in their minds, and causes them to remember that decision whenever they come to church. And so when we ask people to make a public profession of their commitment, we're really asking them to do that before God, not just before the church. And so as we make that commitment before God, we're really asking our members to say, Lord, this is what I believe that you are asking me to give for the work and the ministry of the church. And as we give that we're also giving in a way that God asks for that tithe to be given. It says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. The storehouse, the modern day storehouse, is the church. And so as we are bringing the tithe into the storehouse, then the church is able to do the work that God has called it to do by equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, as well as reaching out and bringing new people into faith in Christ. And so that's the main goal of the church, is to feed the sheep and to bring in new sheep into the sheepfold, if you will. And so as we are called upon to give of our tithes, we're also asked to give offerings. Now, offerings are those which are above and beyond the tithe. And those offerings were designed to help those that were in need in the church, or in the synagogue, or in the temple, as well as those outside of the church. And so we're called to not only give in order to maintain the ministry of the church, but also to reach out and to meet the needs of those around us in terms of helping those that were in need. We read about that especially in the church of Macedonia in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we hear that the Macedonians, Paul says, gave not only what they're able to, but even beyond their ability, they gave what they were able to give. And so the Macedonians have really caught the idea of giving as being reflective of a spirit of generosity that flows out of a heart of gratitude for what God has done for them. And so what we find is that the church is a place where we can show our gratitude to God by giving back to God a portion of that which He's given to us through our tithes and offerings. And so when we ask people to make a pledge to the church, really asking them to say, I'm committed to this church. I'm committed to the ministry of this church. I'm committed to the goals and the things that we want to accomplish in this church. And so I'm going to make a pledge to this church. Now, when we do that, we ask people to bring up a pledge sheet filled out with the amount that they're going to give. But we offer that to God in the form of a burnt offering. We don't look at that amount. We don't see what everybody is giving or anything like that. Because we do that as a way of reminding ourselves that this is an offering to God. And so people often ask, well, how can you make up your budget if you don't know what people are giving to the church? How can you make up the church budget? And the answer to that is that we make up the church budget by faith. We put down the things that we believe God is calling us to do, along with the normal expenses of the church. And then we just believe that God is going to provide for us. And God has been faithful throughout the years to provide for His church through the offerings, the tithes and offerings of His people. And so we by faith believe that God is going to do that. And God has been faithful through your giving to be able to help us to accomplish the things that we accomplish in this church. And so that's why we don't ask anybody to tell us what you're going to give or anything like that, because we believe that that really is just between you and God. On the other hand, you show your commitment to one another and to the church. That's why we ask you to make a pledge to the church. And as you do that, then we give you a way that you can remind yourself throughout the year of what you pledge, and then you can use that as a reminder upon your giving each year to the church. So, as we consider our giving to the church, I want to reflect upon one of the passages in your little handout there. So, if you'll turn to the last inside page of the handout there, Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. As I mentioned before, that word cheerful in the Greek language is the word from which we get the word hilarious. So God loves a hilarious giver. When you give to them, what should be laughing as that offering plate comes by? Would you do that for me? And then he goes on to say, and God is able to provide and bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So the scriptures are, the principle of scriptural giving is that as we give the tithe to God, then he opens the floodgates of heaven, he opens the door, the windows of heaven, and pours out such blessing on us that we're not able to receive it. Why does he do that? We don't give in order to get a blessing. We don't give in order to get something from God. But we give in order for us then to be a further blessing to others. And so that's why God blesses us, so that we can continue to be a blessing to others around us. And so as you consider your giving to God and to the church this year, I ask you to make that a matter of prayer. And then as you fill out these forms today, use that as a reminder of the commitment that you've made, not only to God today, but also to the church. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have reminded us that you want us to be generous and loving in our giving. But Lord, I also remember that you are a giving God, that you gave everything that you had by giving us your Son to die for our sins and to make a way for us to have a relationship with you. So Lord, in appreciation for your love for us and for your giving to us, would that be reflected also in our giving back to you? Lord, we thank you that you've given us everything that we have, and you've given us the ability to acquire the things that we acquire. To help us then to, as a sign of our appreciation, our token of our gratitude, help us to have that reflected in terms of our giving to you and to the church. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.